Great Reset, UN to order an end to meat eating because climate change. By Simon Kent on November 29, 2023. A UN agency will deliver an edict Thursday telling prosperous Western countries to save the planet by stopping meat consumption and embracing vegan alternatives. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, has foreshadowed publication of a roadmap with global food recommendations to be delivered during its two-week-long COP28 climate summit in Dubai. FAO's first-of-its-kind document will tell wealthy nations that overconsume meat to limit their intake as part of a broader global effort to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by embracing alternative sources of protein, Bloomberg reports. Plant-based diets are being urged as part of a global push to ditch meat across a multitude of government and non-government authorities. Meanwhile, developing countries will need to improve their livestock farming methods to align with global agri-food industry standards as dictated by the Rome-based UN agency. The failure of leading meat and dairy companies to reduce emissions underlines the urgent need for more policy focus on the food and agriculture sector. Jeremy Collar, the chair and founder of the FAO Initiative, an investor network that works with financial institutions to promote climate-friendly agriculture worldwide, said in a recent statement cited by Fox News. He went on to say the time has come for an end to methane emissions associated with animal farming. Food system emissions deserve a place at the top of the table, alongside energy and transport, as they represent an estimated third of greenhouse gas emissions and 40% of methane, he continued. Investors hope the first ever publication of a food and agriculture roadmap at 28 Colombian pesos this month will catalyze the transition to 1.5 degrees and a more sustainable food system. The World Economic Forum, WEF, has also been at the forefront of the meat-free future movement, arguing people should opt for more climate-beneficial foods such as algae, seaweed and cacti while turning away from meat. The COP28 summit will have a food, agriculture and water day on December 10, a first-ever day dedicated to food systems, which encompass anything from how food is grown, processed, distributed, consumed or thrown away. Catering for the elite 28 Colombian pesos gathering will be two-thirds plant-based. Organizers are expecting more than 70,000 people to descend on Dubai's Expo City for 28 Colombian pesos. Activists, billionaires, presidents, indigenous leaders, Hollywood entertainers, business executives, monarchs and diplomats flying in from every corner of the world to voice their shared concern over the planet's future. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.